Hello, Kodiak, and welcome to the October 10th edition of Island Byways. I'm Pam Foreman. Boy, have we lucked out with the weather this fall. The last couple of days were stunning, and some of these sunrises have been outstanding as well. Not a bad way to ease our way into the next season. Along with this changing season, our opportunities to stargaze increase. This week, we have the beautiful waning moon and a comet you're likely to hear more about in the next few weeks. Right now, the comet can't be seen with the naked eye, but if you have a telescope, you might want to take a look below the bowl of the Big Dipper in the early morning hours after the moon sets. The comet, called Limon, is expected to brighten over the next few weeks, hopefully becoming bright enough so that we can see it without a telescope. Stay tuned! Friday and Saturday is Matson's Sweep into Fall Community Cleanup. Swing by Bayside Fire Hall to register and to pick up trash bags, borrow safety vests, etc. The cleanup is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Friday and 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. KMXT's second annual Adult Spelling Bee is Friday night at the Gerald C. Wilson Auditorium. Laugh the night away as local teams compete to be the best spellers on the island in spite of some ridiculous challenges. The Spelling Bee starts at 7 p.m. and tickets are available at the door or in advance at kmxt.org/bee. That's B-double-E. Speaking of bees, I saw a whopper of a bumblebee on Thursday, so keep those flowers in your garden going for as long as you can. On Saturday, swing by the historic barn next to the library for a pop-up book sale put on by Kodiak Public Library Association. The sale goes from 10:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. And that's it for Island Byways this week. Have fun and stay safe out there. Thanks for listening.